Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey guys, this is Mike Medano, and you're listening to Sarcastic Remarks.
Hey guys, I'm Ryan, and welcome back to Sarcastic Remarks. We've got a special episode for you today. On Sunday, June 19th, Elliot Friedman's of Sportsnet reported that Pete DeBoer would be the next head coach of the Dallas Stars. Later that same day, I decided to host a Twitter space in order to get some fan opinions, and here's what they had to say. Hope you guys enjoy. Hey guys, welcome into the Twitter space here. So for those of you who have not figured it out or have been living under the rock for the past, I don't know, 45 minutes or so, it has been reported by Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet that Pete DeBoer, former coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, will be the next head coach in Dallas Stars history. There's a lot of strong opinions that I've seen over Twitter, over Facebook, over all sorts of other stuff. So I thought it might be a good idea to go ahead and just start this Twitter space because I have a different opinion that I think most people are from. But if you have any kind of requests or you want to have your opinion known, this is exactly what this Twitter space is for. So if you'd like to, you know, put in your two cents or what you think about this, please go ahead and feel free to request to be a speaker, and I'll be more than happy to have you come in on this, because it very, very strong opinions going both ways. So Zach, I'll let you go and have the floor first, because you were the first one. What did you think about the signing of Pete DeBoer, next head coach for the Dallas Stars?
First off, I want to say I think I was like everyone that was paying attention to the coaching search. I wanted Mark Savard. I think it's relatively known that he would have helped a lot more. Plus, he's a newer name. Peter DeBoer's not the worst hiring in the world. He's going to help with the offense. That's really it. His tactics are terrible. Like, he needs a good coaching staff around him. It's going to be rough on the defensive end unless we just sign like more defensive guys. It's not the best, it's not the worst though. I mean, I don't like it. He's a good regular season coach. He's not a good playoff coach. Can't really win a cup with him. I mean, I hope Johnson and Bork play. He does play the young guys, so that's a good sign, at least.
So what I'm seeing from a lot of people, especially, is they're just not happy with it. That seems to be the general consensus. Now, the people that seem to be okay with it, it appears to be the safe choice, is what a lot of people are saying. And they think that this is completely, you know, Jim Nill trying to save his job kind of pick. And that appears to kind of be the case for me. I don't totally hate it, but I also don't totally love it at the same time, Zach. I'm kind of
I'm in that same boat. I don't think it's like I don't think it's like Nill trying to save his job, man, because I really do think it's more likely that he stays more than we just don't renew him. Unless, you know, Yuri Lightning pops up as a name that we might hire if Nil's gone. I don't know. I really want to see the contract, and I really want to see the presser. I want to hear Neil's opinion why Neil chose DeBoer over Savard. I mean, look, I'm looking forward to next season because knowing Peter DeBoer is our head coach, that means the young guys will get playing time. And hopefully that means improvement from guys like Gurianov. Hopefully that means good production from Bork and hopefully Johnston. I really don't know if Johnston is going to make the team. I mean, there's no reason for him to go back to juniors at this point except to shatter more records. So who knows?
Yeah, we'll definitely see if those guys can get in. First round exit, Ben, I'm going to let you have the floor because I know you're not particularly – excited about this pick, but I also want to hear what you think first round exit. So what do you think?
First off, thank you for the using the name there. It's beautiful. it's not my favorite choice, and I think that's pretty agreed upon with most of the fan base. I also would have loved to have seen Savard coming back to Montgomery, pulling a coach from a league that's not the NHL. It's not really like the NHL, especially with bringing new guys up with our prospects and stuff. In my head, I feel like there would be a little bit more plasticity in molding the coaching around these new guys. And when you pull somebody from another NHL team, they kind of have their system set in stone. And with the history of Dallas, especially with our veterans, they've had four or five coaches, especially with Ben Sagan, and they've had to go through so many different systems. I felt like with Savard, you could kind of mix all of that up with the veterans and the new guys and form something that would work for everyone. But when you pull somebody from another NHL team, they've got their ways cemented. And you've got it. Everyone's going to have a different learning curve. And I feel like it's a mistake in them coming. And then with all the jokes about DeBoer going to send Ottinger back down to the AHL, never calling up prospects, going to rely on the veterans again. I mean, they're jokes, but to make those jokes, you have to have some merit behind them. And I'm a little bit worried about how we're going to perform next year. And another joke I was making, like, you can't beat them, join them. We've eliminated Vegas the last 2 years. I don't know what he's going to bring to the table that's going to really boost Dallas into a cup contending team.
And okay, so for those of you that don't know much about Pete DeBoer, just to give some background, because there may be some people here who don't know that. Pete DeBoer is the former head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, and he had this whole debacle drama thing with Robin Lehner, the starting goaltender for the Vegas Golden Knights. And that, when I first heard that he was a possibility for the Stars, that kind of worried me a little bit because, you know, Ottinger, he seems like he's the greatest guy in the world. He wants to win a cup here. When I first started reading about him, I was a little worried, but I got to be honest with you. It's a clean slate. It's a new thing. I'm not all that worried about it. But I understand why you would be worried about it, because there's some history there between him and Robin Lehner. So, but I'm going to go ahead and let Chris have the floor because he's been waiting patiently. So, Chris, what did you think about the signing of Pete DeBoer? Are you happy about it? You not excited about it? You're kind of meh. What do you think?
Well, I'm gonna hold out judgment. Mainly, I wanted to just talk on the fact that I read an article not too long ago that talked about, don't remember where I saw it, but it talked about how the front office doesn't really want to shake things up too much and just go into a whole rebuild because they don't know if the market can handle it. They realize that the Dallas Stars market isn't like some of the other big name markets, and then a full fledged rebuild is going to, you know, it's going to hurt the fan base. You're going to see a lot of fan base fall off. Now, whether that's true or not, you know, we probably are not going to see at this point, but also with Jim Neal only having 1 year left on his contract, I mean, how competitive were we really with, you know, for some of these bigger name coaches? So, You know, I mean, that's kind of my thoughts on that, and I'll let you guys finish up your thoughts with that.
Well, and that's a very good point there, Chris, because that's actually something I just talked about with Saad Youssef of The Athletic. He put kind of that the Dallas market is very much a market that needs to see some sustained success. So we always complain about, oh, why are we always this bubble team? And, you know, why don't we tear it down and just completely restart? Well, the reason for that is probably because financially it would not be in the Stars' interest, which makes a ton of sense. Now, what I want to do is I really want to pump the brakes a little bit because, and I also talked about Saad with this just Friday, but we really got to make sure that we don't put this all on the head coach. Because obviously if, you know, the other guys in the coaching staff for the Stars, you know, Derek Laxdal, Todd Nelson, if those guys had done a good job, then they would still be here and we would just be looking for a new head coach. So what Saad impressed on me is that, yes, it's important, the style and the way that he coaches the next head coach, which is Pete DeBoer, but it's even more important to see the kind of people that he brings in, who he brings in as assistants. And the really important thing about all of this is that and another reason why I'm not worried about Jake Oettinger is because the guy he really trusts, Jeff Reese, the goaltending coach for the Stars, is still here. They retained him, and then they also retained, in my opinion, the best video coach in the NHL, Kelly Forbes. So I understand why people would be upset about this because it's not the choice. It wasn't even my choice. But what I really want to see is that when the formal announcement is made that Pete DeBoer is the next head coach, who does he bring in? What kind of stats does he have for those people to back up? Because, you know, like our penalty kill, it was great to start the year. Or it sucked to start the year and it got better. And then our power play, you know, towards the beginning of last season, it was great. And you could say at the end of the year, it was one of the absolute worst power plays in the NHL. So I think that's really important as well. Any of y'all that are listeners down here, if you would like to put in your two cents about what you think about this, please go ahead and request, because this is totally about you guys. I want to hear y'all's thoughts because we have a podcast episode coming up on Wednesday where we're going to talk about this. So. Zach, I see that you unmuted. You got something else to talk?
I will say I'm hopefully whoever our power play coach is, hopefully does the right thing and makes sure Gurianov is back to shooting one timers on the power play. Like, he has a lethal shot. It was not utilized at all last year on the power play. And putting Alexander Radulov on PP1 is something I do not want to see again. Like,
yeah, I'm
put
totally
younger options on the power play. Either A, get them experience, or B, if they're able to create scoring chances, put them on there. You need guys who can get those kind of chances, or, you know, re-sign Vladdy Namesnikov. I don't know. I like Namesnikov here. He was good.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. Well, it'll be interesting to see what the veterans do. You know, I mean, how much leadership Ben and Sagan and, you know, Pavelski have in the locker room, and, you know, how Pete DeBoer is going to utilize that going forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially considering that they've had problems getting their, you know, their offensive game going. So,
yeah,
you know, what do they do to address that? You know, what do they do going forward? You know, I mean, because obviously it's like you said. I think you said, Zach, they've been, you know, around a few of these head coaches, so. You know, I mean, they've been through this before, and so it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if their game steps up, especially with all the criticism for those two, you know what I mean? So
I think Sagan's going to bounce back, especially with an offensive-minded head coach. A guy I would want us to sign, especially if Klingberg walks, is Josh Manson, especially with DeBoer's head coach. Like, DeBoer playing defense isn't the greatest, and if you get a guy like Josh Manson, who is a defensive defenseman, getting him is extremely ideal now. Getting any defensive defenseman under DeBoer would be really ideal right now.
Yeah, offseason moves are going to be interesting too.
So. I mean, I think we're going to be active because Nil, again, the contract year, I think we're going to get someone. I don't know who. Nil just needs to do something to get his to make sure he's back next year. And I'm kind of in the boat of kind of hoping Neil stays. I mean, his drafting has really done well, except for like 2018. So I've been happy. I've been fine with Neil as my GM. Only thing you can really improve on is being a bit more aggressive at the deadline. You need a guy who recognizes, hey, if we can go all in, let's go all in. And Neil hasn't really done that. I mean, sure, the last few years we've been on the fringes. And especially if you're on the fringes and you're pushing for a playoff spot, you can't really not stand pat.
Well, there's a ton of talent, you know, young talent. I mean, there's a ton of talent in Austin, you know, I mean, that they've got down there on the farm team. So, yeah, the talent's there, you know, so.
So let me go ahead and ask first-round exit, because first-round exit, you just shared a tweet from Mark Lazarus, who's well-respected in the journalism world for the NHL. Can you tell me why you shared that, and do you feel the same about what the tweet is saying?
It's a pretty good point. Going over it, this is about to be his fifth head coaching job since 2008, 2009 season. I know coaches get fired in the NHL just because things change and stuff, but the last sentence he has, but in the league of retreads, he's king. Just, I haven't really formulated an entire thought on that, but it just kind of goes back to thinking, like, why do we keep recycling NHL coaches? There's so little, let me find the correct words for this. It's a lot more rare to see coaches being brought up from lower leagues, and you just see them getting shipped around kind of like our players. And I just don't think that's really the right option in this, in our search for coach.
Right. So what you're talking about first round exit is there's this idea of a coaching carousel. So the coaching carousel is, you know, once you get your first NHL job, you're a part of that coaching carousel and you basically get recycled through multiple teams. So, I mean, like Barry Trotz is in it, obviously, Bruce Cassidy, you know, all the big name head coaches and stuff like that. But one thing I did want to point out, and this is something that might have gone under the radar. He was the head coach of the San Jose Sharks before he was the head coach of the Vegas Golden Knights. So obviously I'd have to double check on that, but I haven't. So I'm assuming that there's a relationship there between Joe Pavelski and between Pete DeBoer. And it seemed to work really well for Joe Pavelski when Pete DeBoer was the head coach of the San Jose Sharks. Now, I don't know if he was like a deciding factor in why Pete DeBoer decided to come or anything like that, but I just thought that was an interesting thought. And the other thing is, you know, I know that we talk about that he's kind of a recycled coach and he's been in multiple different places. But when you have to look at the statistics, and I think something Saad Youssef, I know I keep going back to him, but I just recently had an interview with him. Sorry, I keep going back to him. But he actually shared a tweet earlier that pointed out that when Pete DeBoer came to Vegas, they were a good defensive team. They were a very good defensive team, but when he took over and he implemented his system, they became an even better defensive team, and to the point to where I think they won like the Jennings Trophy, which is, I think it was
least amount of goals allowed.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Zach. I couldn't think of the right word there, but I thought that was interesting too. Do any of you guys have thoughts about any of that?
I mean, I think he is, I will say this, he is a perfect fit with us. And as much as I hate saying that, he really is. It is kind of like that Vegas scenario. The Stars are a good defensive team. They really are. Implementing a more offensive system is going to be good. You can get them to play actual two-way hockey. And I think it's very needed. Again, I've been saying for a while DeBoer's not the worst option. I mean, hell, it could be what Boston's doing and with David Quinn as the goddamn front runner. So, you know, but he also his forechecking his style of forecheck is going to help Miro a ton. Hell, he might get Miro finally some more Norris recognition in this league. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think all in all, it's an improve. It's a hell of an improvement from Rick Bonus Hockey, and I was in the boat of wanting him fired mid-season. So, you know, I wanted to see an offensive system, and I think it's going to be exciting hockey. I think that's another part of it. It's exciting hockey when you can play offensively, obviously, but DeBoer's also going to help with forechecking, staying in the zone. He's going to get shots on net. That's the big key. He's not a coach that's the biggest on puck possessions at times, but just getting shots on net, that's his main thing. And obviously, you know, every shot on net is a scoring chance. So I think it's going to help a ton.
For a while, there's more shots on net. So
yeah, and that's one thing that I'm really hoping that we can get going. And I know I thought more about this too, and I was like, oh yeah, I really want an offensive-minded coach. Because, I mean, who doesn't? Because it's more exciting, and if there's anything that the Stars are really missing right now, it's offense. They need more goals. And, I mean, we should have won the first-round series with the way that Jay Gottinger played. But we couldn't score goals, and we couldn't score goals at the right time. So I think that with Pete DeBoer, it's a better fit for the Stars, and I think he will get more out of the veterans especially. And I know that you guys are saying that, like, oh, well, Sagan needs a bounce back. But Sagan came back from a torn labrum, and I still think he scored 27 goals this year. Now, I know that he's not – it wasn't of the Tyler Sagan-esque, like, we expected him to see, you know, like 5-6 years ago when he was one of the best players in the NHL. But he was still effective, and he still scored goals. The one that I'm most worried about, and I talked with several people about this, is Jamie Benn. So where does, in a Pete DeBoer system, where does Jamie Benn kind of fit in on all of this? Because, I mean, is he still a second-line winger? Can he still be effective in a Pete DeBoer system? Or is he more now like a third-liner checking forward? Because that's something that I'm, you know, really interested to see how it goes along when Pete DeBoer finally gets his system going in. Go ahead, Zach. Sorry.
I want to see. Yeah, I want to see. I feel like that depends a lot on what DeBoer wants to do with him. You know, does he want to play him at center? Or does he want to play him at the wing? And, you know, if Maverick Bork's going to be up, you know, does he want to put, you know, Ben with a guy like Maverick Bork to teach him the ropes a bit? Or, you know, or same thing with Johnston, you know? Do you mind if I link a tweet, by the way? It's from David Castillo. He did something on DeBoer. I think it's very interesting.
Go right ahead, and we'll talk about it here in a second.
But it's forecheck style and offensive zone play.
Okay, cool. So I'd be interested to see that.
Hey, Stars fans, the pursuit for the Stanley Cup is on, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer for the most exciting playoffs in sports. New customers can bet just $5 on any team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what, win or lose. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during the playoffs? With DraftKings same-game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more. It's your shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. And best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bet $5 on any NHL team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code THPN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Hunter, I'm going to go ahead and bring Hunter in here because he's a good friend. Hunter, what do you think about this whole thing? Do you like the fact that he is going to be the next head coach of the Dallas Stars? Do you think he's going to be a good fit? Or what do you think?
It's a mixed bag for me. Sorry, I had to leave because I wasn't hearing anyone. It's just a mixed bag. I'm not. At first, I was kind of like a little upset because I've heard a few people say it, and I kind of agree. Like it seems like a bit of the lazy hire, like the easy hire, and I don't know if that's necessarily the best hire. I know a lot of people wanted Savard just because we're kind of transitioning into that younger core, and you would think just because of him coaching in juniors, he'd be a decent coach for that. I was kind of leaning towards not being excited. I'm definitely one of Bone's more outspoken defenders, or I was anyways, during the season, and I completely understand people's frustrations with that, but he's also like kind of he's had his season ended by Bones two of the last three seasons. That's something to note. On the more positive side, though, he's in his 14 seasons he's been a head coach, and even if you just can count his last 11, because in his first 3 years in Florida he didn't make the playoffs, he's made two cup finals and five conference finals, and he's been fired four times, but it's the NHL revolving. The NHL is not very – there's not a lot of tenured coaches, I guess, in with one team. And that playoff record, that is something. That's a positive. And that's definitely – that's a pretty good playoff record. I'm now starting to just ramble a little bit. I think you were mentioning Jamie Benn. So this is the last thing I'll say. Is that correct?
Yes.
I think you were saying, is he a second-line winger? I still think he is. I still think, he can be, especially if DeBoer being more attack-minded coach, there's no reason Jamie Benn couldn't maybe have, a 25-goal, 55-point season still while being, a pretty physical presence as he is. I'm not sure, if he will or not, obviously, because he's a power forward over 30 who's aged another year, and that's a problem. Just especially after that core surgery, he lost his shot. So we'll see. I know DeBoer, in San Jose, they had the two defensemen slinging it from the blue line, so he's also like Pavelski. He's nowhere near as good as Pavelski in front of the net, but he's another player like Pavelski who's decent in front of the net, and maybe that's something that can help him find a little bit of a scoring touch again. But I'll let someone else speak.
Just a small thing. DeBoer, when he was in Vegas, when he played us, he has praised Pavelski a lot. He's probably a guy he wanted to be back with. I did think that played a factor, but he's praised Pavs a lot. I mean, if he utilizes him correctly, at this point, anyway, will be correctly. I don't really care if he's net front anymore, but he will be with DeBoer most likely. That's how he used him in San Jose. So it's going to be interesting. I know the Stars are also connected to Jeff Petry if we lose Klingberg.
Yeah, I don't know about
which is very interesting, because if you look into it, Jeff Petry had a really strong end to the season with Martin St. Louis. So if we lose Klingberg, if Montreal is willing to retain salary, it's really not a bad option. And I know he's older, but
yeah, and he had a strong end. I'll go ahead and jump on that real quick, and I'll tell you all my thoughts about Jeff Petry. But I think Jeff Petry would be an okay fit for the Stars. He seems like he would be really good to play, especially with Miro Heiskanen. And the fact is, and the reason why I think they're really looking at him is because he's a right-handed defenseman. One of the things a lot of Stars fans are talking about right now is the fact that Miro Heiskanen has been playing on his weak side, the right side, for several seasons. And that's just because he's such a strong defenseman. He has that ability to do that. Now, he hasn't been used to his total effectiveness because he hasn't been put on the left side. If you have a player like Jeff Petry who can play on the right side, who can play with Miro Heiskanen, that allows Miro Heiskanen to open up and play more offensively, and that's really what you need from him at this point. His defensive game is elite. There's no arguing with that. But he really just needs somebody to play with, and right now that doesn't exist on the Stars roster, in my opinion. So hopefully I don't know if Jeff Petrie is the answer, but I do think that they need another defenseman if Klingberg is walking. And the fact that there's smoke there that Jeff Petrie may be on his way to Dallas, that leads me to believe more that Klingberg is not re-signing in Dallas. Now, let me go ahead and talk about this for a second, because it kind of makes me excited for the reason why. Well, actually, first round exit, you look like you're about to say something. You have it unmuted. Why don't you go ahead and say what you were thinking?
On our defenseman front, I'm hoping this kind of changes with a new system, but everything feels a little bit lopsided. I mean, going back so many years, there's always been just one weakness that has tormented us. Well, I mean, for the past couple of years before we had Bishop come, it was goaltending. We've had issues with offense in the past and defense. And right now with defense, I mean, with Suter, what was the name I was looking for? Scored fourth goal in the Winter Classic. I don't know why his name is escaping my head.
Sekera.
Yeah, Sekera. Thank you. Suter, Sekera. They're just unimpressed. I really wouldn't mind seeing Klingberg walk. I've never liked him. He's always, even though he's a great player, I just feel like he makes too many mistakes. No one tell Austin McDonald this, but Yanni Hakanpaa hasn't exactly been the most impressive player. He makes some good plays, but sometimes he can also be a traffic cone. And I understand that with Miro being on our blue line and hopefully getting some prospects up, we could beef it up a little bit. But that's something I'm a little bit worried about coming up next season. That may be a little bit slacking, because it just seems like third and fourth line, it just tapers off pretty steep. And if we have Klingberg walk, it's just going to get weaker. But I don't really want him staying.
Give me Josh Manson. That's yep. That's who we need. He's a perfect fit.
Is Josh Manson a right-hander?
He's a right-handed defenseman.
Okay, that might be a good option for the Stars. But let me go. And by the way, before I get into my next thought, because I have a lot of thoughts, I like to ramble sometimes. But if anybody who's a listener in here, if you have something to say, please don't hesitate to request to speak. And I this is the whole reason why I'm doing this. I'd love to hear your thoughts about what you think about this head coaching gig for Pete DeBoer, what you think about Jim Nill and all of this, or just anything in general about this signing. But one thought that came to my head about, and why I'm a little bit more excited about this, is I might be crazy in my thinking in this, but it seems like with this hiring that Jim Nill still believes that this team can contend, and he believes that this team is still good enough to win a Stanley Cup. Now, it's over the past couple of years, Stars fans have probably thought different about that. But if we had hired Mark Savard, as much as I would have been excited about that, Mark Savard has only coached 1 year as a head coach in the OHL. And yes, he took his team all the way to the OHL finals, and he did a fantastic job with the Windsor Spitfires and Wyatt Johnson. But I believe that that head coaching gig, if Mark Savard had gotten it, would have been more of an experiment than this head coaching gig with Pete DeBoer taking the reins on this. And y'all can tell me if you think I'm crazy with this, but it gets me excited because it makes me believe that Jim Nill still thinks we're close and that ownership still thinks we're close. So it also means that we're not going into a rebuild. We're not going to suck it up and, you know, go be Buffalo for the next 10 years. No offense, Buffalo. But, I mean, it does make me excited in that way. Does any of that my thought process make sense? I thought I rambled a little bit too much.
I mean, yeah. But even with Savard, I don't think we would have went to a rebuild. We saw how effective we were under Montgomery. He figured it out, in my opinion. If you look at that Windsor roster, like, it is really, like, outside of Johnston and Will Coyle, there's nobody on that roster. So he elevated that team, and especially Wyatt Johnson. I really thought he was a reach last year, and then he just does this, and I'm like, okay. Yeah, I like that I was proven wrong. But it's interesting. I can agree on your point of, yeah, it'd be an experiment, but I don't think it would have been a rebuild, you know, if we, even if we went with Mark Savard. I think it would have been, yeah, we can still compete under him. So he elevated his players. I think he would have done the same here. That's really my opinion.
I don't think Neil's going to go for the total rebuild as long as you've got Sagan, Ben, and Pavelski on the, you know, on the roster. They're just, I mean, the window is closing for those guys. So, yeah, I don't think he was going to go for the total rebuild.
I don't think you can if you're Jim Neal, just because, like, again, he's, unless he's just planning on retiring or just he's given up. Like, if we have a season where we fall out of the playoffs, you know, he's just not returning because the roster is good enough to be in a playoff spot, and it's not a rebuild roster like someone was saying, you know, like, or y'all have been saying, with Henson, Robertson, Ottinger, like Miro alone, like it's not a roster that's going to land you in the bottom five or anything like that. That was it.
Well, I think like with this market, I mean, the owners are not going to go for the total rebuild anyway. It's not going to make, you know, financial sense to go for the rebuild at, you know, any point when you've got this roster. Plus, you can't let the dollars fall off like that.
I mean, hey, look, if there's any year to go into a total rebuild, it's this one. I mean, the draft next year is loaded
with Bedard.
With Bedard, Michkov, and you could arguably put Fantilli in that conversation as well. He's not going to
definitely put him in that conversation.
But Fantilli is like a big 6'3", can play both center wing. So, like, if there's any year to be bad, it's this one.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and bring in a couple of other speakers here because they requested. But I'll go with Drew first, and then I'll go to James, who's got the Rangers baseball logo. So, Drew, if you'd go ahead and unmute and just let us know, what do you think about this whole head coaching hire of Pete DeBoer for the Dallas Stars?
Yeah, I think Jim Mills just trying to keep his job right now. He's got 1 year left on his contract. He needs a playoff appearance just to keep his job. And if he wants to stay in Dallas, he's not going to take a risk on Mark Savard, especially since he only has 1 year coaching. I mean, it's not my favorite hire, but I'm just glad we don't have Barry Trotz because I think he just worsens all the problems we already have with Dallas. And that's no goal scoring.
Okay. And James, go ahead and unmute and let me know what you think, man. James, what do you think about this whole head coaching hire of Pete DeBoer for the Dallas Stars? What do you think? James? All right, maybe we'll come back to James here in a little bit when he unmutes. Blackout Dallas. I think it's Brian. Brian.
Yep.
Brian, why don't you? Okay. All right, Brian. We've had a really good conversation so far. But what do you think about the hiring of Pete DeBoer for Dallas?
I mean, at least he didn't jump on Barry Trotz and John Tortorella immediately and call it a day. I mean, I know Pete DeBoer is not the flashiest veteran coach available right now, but you know, it was smarter than, you know, taking a gamble on Mark Savard and then the Stars just completely fall apart, you know, under his system. But you know, I'm more concerned right now about, you know, Jake Ottinger and then, you know, the prospects we have down in Canada right now. I mean, you know, we can't just keep stuffing them back down in Canada. Even, you know, once they're 20, they got to move on to the AHL. So I don't know if, you know, if they make the roster, but, you know, they got to clear some space on that Cedar Park roster in order to make room for these top prospects.
I think Jim Mills is a smart man. He wouldn't let those prospects sit forever.
I know. And then, you know, Jake Ottinger, you know what happened last year with Robin Lehner. You know, they didn't make the playoffs. He gets thrown under the bus. You know, with Jake Ottinger being a restricted free agent, I'm concerned, you know, if somehow that were to happen, and DeBoer throws Jake Onger under the bus. You know, he's gone in free agency, and then you know everyone's going to look at Jim Neal like, why didn't you speak up for him or protect him?
And you know, that's a fair that's fair argument to kind of talk about. We kind of talked about it a little bit already, but the main thing that we should be worried about now is, okay, it's settled. He's the head coach now. What we really need to be worried about is who does he bring in as assistant coaches? And I'm going to go tonight and I'm going to do some research on, you know, who he's had as assistants in the past and, you know, why they would be good. But specifically with Jake Ottinger, Brian, I think the main thing that why I'm not worried about it is because Jeff Reese was retained when they released everybody else. So, you know, when Bonus was gone, Derek Laxtal, Todd Nelson, John Stevens, when they all left, Jeff Reese was kept here, and then also Kelly Forbes was kept here too. So I think that was really important, and that's why I'm not all that worried about the whole Jake Ottinger, Pete DeBoer possible relationship. And I'm also very, very positive that that's something that Jim Neal has talked about with Pete DeBoer, you know, before even offering him the job.
That's what I wrote in the article, you know, that I'm about to publish. No, once it's been officially named the head coach, once you get the contract settled, you know, I said in the article, I hope Neal has brought up to Pete DeBoer that, you know, Jake Ottinger is your goaltender here in Dallas. And you can't really use him as an excuse for poor coaching or
got to feel like he kind of had to address it, no?
Yeah, definitely. And, if Jake Ottinger gets put in the AHL, I will be shocked. And I think the entire NHL will be shocked, too. There's no chance
if Otter goes in the AHL, he's going to be put on waivers and will be claimed instantly.
Oh, so. No doubt. 100%.
So, you know. Otter's not
going anywhere. Oh, Ottinger won't make it to Cedar Park. He'd be snatched immediately.
Yeah, he'd be snatched by
I think Ottawa. Neal would
Neal wouldn't have a job.
If that happens, fire Neal on the spot.
DeBoer's gone.
DeBoer, I mean, you have a 23-year old goaltender who just, you know, stopped over 60 shots in game 7. And, you know, it's like, oh, you're not good enough again for the NHL. You're going back down to Cedar Park. We're going to go with Holtby and Wedgewood as your goaltenders.
I don't think
Holtby's pending to play the same with Wedgewood. But I think Holtby's done, especially with this injury. With his injury right now. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't mind keeping Wedge. So
no, Wedgewood, I hope they keep. Because he's healthy and he did a pretty good job. You know, if Jake Ottinger, you know, didn't do as well during the game and they had to switch out goalies. You know, and he also came in and did a pretty good job as backup. So I hope they keep him and kick Holtby to the curb.
Now, but you guys are all forgetting about you know, Anton Khudobin, which I know he was really hurt and he had a major surgery done, but just because of the nature of the cap right now, it's only going up by $1 million. I don't think so. I really don't.
I would bite on his contract. I mean,
here's the good thing. He's got a year left.
I would take the cap hit on his contract personally.
He's got 1 year left, which isn't the worst thing in the world, but I mean, I've been kind of in the boat of wanting to move him. I've been also kind of in the boat of wanting to move Foxa.
But
please.
I really think that it's going to be okay. I think he's going to be given the chance to be the backup, which, you know, in all honesty, that's where he's been the best during his career. He's been a very good backup. And now that Ottinger has cemented his role as the number one, there's no doubt in anybody's mind, then I think he will be given that opportunity to stay here. And I think he will perform in his role very well because he's not going to have to play, you know, 50 games a season or anything like that. And
I think he's cooked.
So,
well, you got Wedgewood, you know, Holtby and Khudobin. They've all shown they can be a capable backup. It's going to come down to $1 million and that's what's going to talk. So,
I think the Stars are going to try to get off some cap. I mean, they did that with Bishop. I think they're going to try and either get off Foxa, which that has a no move, and I really don't know if he'd even waive. It's easier to move Hudobin, and if so, you're going to Arizona, buddy. I'm sorry. You're going to the hell that is Arizona.
Go to our Arizona State University.
Hey, man, look. I will say, I'll just do a brief tangent on the Oats. Dylan Genther's going to be a stud. He tore up the W. He had 91 points. So.
Yep. Well, I'm going to go ahead and try and give James one more chance because I think he's.
Yeah, there I can hear goes. You. Yeah, sorry James. About that. Had a little technical difficulty there.
It's all good, man. What do you think about Pete DeBoer being hired as the head coach of the Dallas Stars?
You know, I see him doing an okay job. Some people, you know, are going to start hating on him. People are going to like him. But I was reading all through this stuff on the news and stuff. It said, like, this will be our fifth Stars coach since 2017. It had Lindy Ruff from 2013-2017, Ken Hitchcock. Returned to coach in 2017-2018 season. Jim Montgomery, coach of 2018-2019. And then Rick Bonus, coach from 2019-2022. And it was reading out of, like, it was with the replacement process with 30 and 35 candidates all in the organization. They had an article in here reading about, like, there's a lot of good candidates out there. Unfortunately, a lot of good guys got released from their teams this spring. On a good side, a lot of great candidates for us moving forward. He says, we'll take our time. I think we're a great decision for the next head coach, whoever it is. But then, like I said, like one of the top candidates tied for the Stars was former Bruins coach, Bruce Cassidy. And I don't particularly, like, to be honest, I'm not a Bruins fan, so I'm sorry. I have no idea how he would do.
Bruce Cassidy had elite 5v5 play last year. Pretty much every year with the Bruins, his 5v5 play was like arguably best in the league.
Okay. Yeah, so, and I'll talk about y'all and the goaltenders. Like, I believe in Jake Otter and Wedgwood. To be honest with y'all, I know some people want to see Hudobin back, but Holpe, kick that guy on the whoever said kick him on the side of the road. I'm in. So,
and I feel bad
because when we played the game against Washington, you saw how the fans reacted to him, like how they, you know,
was one game.
Yeah,
Holpe played well, pretty much like all season when he was healthy.
Oh yeah,
he bounced back well.
He had one of the spectacular saves all season. You know, the potential was there. His problem was just the injuries, and we don't know how that plagued him in that game against Washington. And he could have had
He had what, a hip injury?
Yeah, a hip injury.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think he's done.
See, every player has an injury in their life, you know, mm-hmm. and it's hard to come back from. But if they're lucky to bounce back from that injury, like, if the doctor knows what they're doing, Yeah, so let's see what this new head coach can do, to be honest with y'all. So,
I mean, as far as the backups go, I think Wedgwood has shown, you know, great potential, and he's, you know, he seems to be pretty healthy, stays healthy. So, you know,
agreed.
I also kind of like agreed. The storyline of Wedgwood. I mean, he's been pretty much a journeyman throughout his whole career, and a journeyman finding a home is something I think we've seen with the Stars as of late.
Hey, let's hope he adds a little bit more decoration to his, like, goalie pads and stuff, please.
I mean, hell, if you don't...
He's an MC. He's a Marvel fan. If we saw that with the mask...
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Hey, I'm first like, round exit. We need you to, like, make a... Draw a picture for us with Otter holding a piece of wood.
We need the artistic capabilities back, Ben.
No, yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I don't have any ice rink in front of me to paint on, so... if y'all can
no. Here's what we need. Hey, this happens with the board. We need.
No, no, you got it. Ben.
With a sword through his fucking body, if that happens.
You know, for all those that got the experience to paint the ice, like it was just like for season ticket holder people, like they're thinking about making that an experience. Like for like if they put it on there, like I'll pick that any day. Like.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
not every day you get to paint the ice, you know?
So. Yeah, I agree, James. That was phenomenal. That was one of the coolest things.
And for all of those who are listening, if you ever see me at a hockey game, that picture, like, I have the cowboy hat, the green eyebrows. I wear my Jamie Benn jersey with pride. So.
And he has a lot of pucks going past him on the plaza. So don't forget to look for that.
Yeah, they got that. Yeah. If the NHL wanted me, no thanks.
All right, guys.
So,
well,
hope to get to know y'all better. So, yeah.
Well, I thank all you guys who volunteered to speak. Appreciate all y'all's thoughts. And I think we're going to close it out here for tonight. Really appreciate all of you guys with your thoughts and letting us know what you guys thought about the next head coach of the Dallas Stars. So, everyone else, thank you guys for tuning in. And we'll hope to do one of these again soon. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed the conversation about Pete DeBoer becoming the next head coach. Follow us on social media. Please leave us a 5-star review if you like our content. We'll catch you guys on the flip side, and we hope you have a good morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to this. Goodbye.